All right, I'm not good with anything scary. Yeah. I don't like it. My dad used to scare me all the time as a kid and put masks on and tap on our window and do crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
And I just don't deal. As you guys know, you took me to the movie It a few years ago and I had to be blindfolded to watch it.
Hideous.
Yeah.
It was bad. However, my fiancé Jamie likes a good scary flick. I don't mind that because often you can go, okay, it's just a movie, but it still affects me.
Mm.
Well, there's a new show on Netflix that he said, come on, let's just watch it. It's all right. You know, you've got me now. You'll be okay. Mm. And it's called Haunted. Now, this is like Hamish and Andy's true story, but haunted. So people sit down and share with their friends and family terrifying true stories from their past, and then it's recreated with chilling reenactments. Here's a bit of the trailer for you.
There was no human in that body. He was possessed.
Whatever it was, became a little bit more aggressive with me. I couldn't take it anymore.
I was by myself, and I was just jerked away.
Oy.
Things are getting worse. More violent. More evil.
Something is happening. And I'm scared.
How do you fight something like that?
Okay. So now I got goosebumps here.
Okay.
So I said to Jamie, all right, now you can never not be home ever again. You have to stay next to me at all times now that I have watched this show. It is so well reenacted.
Mm.
It is just... What are you smiling about, Peter?
Oh, I am so going to text you when he goes on a holiday. What are you going to text?
Fine, excellent. Well, then you'll have me at your door. So what do you want? Do you want to scare me or do you want me at your door? Do you want me to have a camp over for the night?
Hey,
is it worth it?
I heard a knock.
Died. Because that's not creepy. That's just sleazy. Your voice when you do that.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not jerking you, gherkin. This is full on. This show is full on. So, of course, I have an overactive imagination.
Yes.
So then that night, I'm freaking out that what if there's a demon attached to me, or what if something's happening, and what if
under the bed.
So the first night I was a bit like, ugh, okay. The second night after watching this, I thought I should be okay. I should be all right.
Yeah.
Right? So I go to bed. Everything's fine. I'm sound asleep. And then I hear a little rustle out in the lounge room. So I freak out.
Yep.
The dogs are growling at something. So I'm trying to wake Jamie up and he's sound asleep and I'm like, okay, I can do this. It's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the end of my dining room table,
yes,
there's this white ghostly figure. And I don't have my glasses on. I didn't even think to get my glasses. Right. I'm not kidding you.
Right.
Peter.
I'm with you.
So there's this white ghostly figure and I'm like, I can't see properly, but I could tell there's a definite figure there.
Sure.
I am freaking out. The dogs are at its feet growling at this thing, both of them. So I'm thinking, what's going on? So anyway, I get closer to it. It's this white glow. I'm making out a face. I'm making out arms and I'm making out legs and this thing is floating. I'm kidding you not.
Whoa.
So of course, I've just watched this show. Yeah. I am beyond... freaking out.
For sure.
Dogs are barking. I'm thinking all kinds of crazy stuff. So I lose it. I do the most primal scream, some guttural thing that came out of the depths of my belly.
Yep.
Of course, Jamie wakes up. He comes bursting out. He's like, whoa, whoa, what? And I said, can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it? It was still a few meters away from me.
Right.
And he goes, yes, I can see it. It was a surprise for you. I got you a mannequin, a store mannequin, because you want to sell all your clothes on eBay.
What?
I was surprising you, so you woke up in the morning with a mannequin, a big white mannequin.
A real mannequin.
A real mannequin that is the size of me is standing there. And he said, I was having it as a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, buddy. You can go in the spare room now.